Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
My God! It's Friday night. Hope y'all know what that means. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This happens to be Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, just a couple white guys in a very white studio doing the chicken dance, or the funky chicken, or the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Seriously, we've got nothing. We got caffeine. And overdrafts. And sugary items. And Chris as a mime. Look, he's in a box. It is a very square box. He can't get out. Oh, he's pulling himself away. Yeah, whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Trencher, for another wonderful 2 hours of Spank Wagon Radio, where you can find us, of course, spankwagon.net. We'll get to that part in a minute. I want to introduce, your mic's on your side. Hold on. See, you are filling the decaf role tonight, so we'll start off with the introductions. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in front of me in his wonderful $5 gray t-shirt, he brings the show to the wagon. He is Mr. Murphy.
Evening, class.
Are you Matt Stryker? Are you going to strike a pose?
Am I going to strike a pose, or is my penis going to wind up on the internet?
I'm sure it already has.
No, did you hear about this?
I've heard. No, that's why I mentioned it.
Good God.
Well, we'll start off with that, actually.
Well, let's start off with the rest of the bullshit.
All right. Well, first off, let's go Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Drink. There is only two of us, so two is going to be good enough for you guys tonight for the official Spankwagon drinking game.
Well, apparently there's only one dude in the chat room.
What the fuck is up with this? We build a new chat room, and no one comes back.
I think they're out pooping.
Well, either that or they're all in the old chat room. Go check the old chat room.
Okay.
And also keep the show going. Just want to point that out. You're double duty tonight. So,
you said duty.
All right, so Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, of course, the website, but don't forget myspace.com/spankwagon and twitter.com/spankwagon. So,
hold on. Stop the music. Stop the music.
What the fuck? What the fuck? You're giggling. Why are you giggling?
You know, it's not often I get to do something that just makes me smile inside.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I just brought up the chat room, the other chat room, just to see if anybody was in there.
And
not a second after I show up there, guess who pops into the chat room?
Zerstor.
That's right. Our one and only... No, I'm sorry. Not one and only. One of only two permanently banned members from the Spankwagon audience. Zerarster or Herpes or whatever you call yourself. Pow! Pew! Gone. I'm going to keep that open all night just in case.
Nice.
Folks, if you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, you need to be in our chat room. You can do that by going to our website, spankwagon.net, and using the show links. And then you get a neat little pop-up window, and you can have
a
cam.
You can do pop-up or not pop-up. You get the cam. You get the chat. You get the whole multimedia experience that is Mr. Murphy's left nipple. Multimedia. Multimedia.
Tweet, tweet.
You just scratched your nipple, literally. Wiggle, wiggle. All right, we also want to point out...
Nippity, nippity, nip.
Nippity, nippity. We have a telephone, and we actually pay the bill. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Let's give that out in digits, though.
1-866-587-6257.
All right, so we've got everything set up for that. We've got cameras going. We've got chat rooms going. We've got Twitter going. We've got MySpace going.
Dude, we've got...
Well, it's time to get going. Talk to you later.
Good night, folks! Leave on a high note. You know what? That's what they always say.
Yeah, really. Our high notes, our introduction. That's it.
It's already a little warm in here.
Dude, yeah, 78 degrees in here.
Yeah, you need to crank that down just a tad. Yes. I'm thinking like 75.
You know, you got fat and then you get hot easy.
That's right, God damn it. Us fat guys get hot easy. You should remember what it's like. You've been a skinny guy for 15 minutes. You've been a fat kid for 30 years.
Actually, no. I was only a fat kid for the last, oh, I don't know, marriage.
That was the best weight loss plan ever. You dropped 192 pounds in 10 minutes.
Actually, it took several months, but it's all good. What do we got? Actually, you know what? Here's, okay. As you know, Spankwagon Radio, we don't believe in actually keeping up walls, barriers, or, you know.
Clothing.
Secrets. Clothing. Oh, okay.
The large black man is not here tonight.
No, and unfortunately, Murphy and I have decided to bestow upon him the entire responsibility of preparing the show this week. Thus, he bailed. So now we have to figure out what we're going to talk about. So tonight, it's going to be a strange spank wagon because we're all going to impersonate Claude.
Do I have to wait for someone else to start talking before I interrupt them?
What? Well, yeah, you do usually have to start. Damn it.
All right, maybe I should point the camera at the phone. See if it ever lights up.
You know that could be like an interactive display. You know, like those people who do the Christmas lights?
Dude, that is so creepy.
Would
you have the interactive Christmas lights? I don't want to log onto a website and control your family's Christmas lights, because if there's a way for me to make them overload and burn your house down, you know I'm going to do it.
Yeah, no shit. Well, so is the entire interweb. But we do want to point out we have
the
phone.
It's a series of tubes.
Wow. Tube steaks.
Oh, you know what?
What?
We have the phone line.
Yeah.
1-866-587-6257. Also, we have Twitter, and I am going to be constantly feeding the Twitter feed.
This is
going to
be interesting because this is an experiment, really, because you're going to be pulling the Twitter feed. We're actually going to have topics and news because we had to dig a show out of our asses in the last half hour. Unfortunately.
You say that, but you tearing down the fourth wall and being honest, I brought shit. I have a whole list of things. Yes.
You did. I did not. Actually, you called me on it when you came in.
I did.
Okay, so, you know, one thing that we all suffer through here at Spankwagon, and we mentioned this before, sometimes
apathy
shows up.
Apathy shows up, sits down, grabs a mic, puts on a set of headphones, and says, "Hi, my name is insert here."
Yeah, we all do it. We're all pretty bad for it. But I got called on it today because I've been doing it for a few weeks in a row now.
Months.
Months in a row?
Years.
Wait, no.
Dance, monkey. Dance.
Shut up.
All right. Put the penis in front of your face again.
Oh, please. That. This is why that you control the camera. I wish the camera was like in a neutral corner.
Hey, you know, that'd make a great radio show.
You know, like a wrestling radio show.
That'd be fantastic.
Like what we did in 2000?
Like twice.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we realized that we all marked out for the same people and there was just no reason to do the show.
Nope. Because
it's 2 hours of you and me going, "Dude, Tommy Dreamer is awesome!
Dude, Raven's awesome!
Dude, Tommy Dreamer is awesome!
Dude, Raven's awesome!"
And that was it for like 2 hours.
2 hours. Although we did get listeners.
Yeah.
We did get listeners. I won't lie. Five. Lie. Embellish. Nelson ratings.
There was a billion of them!
1 billion listeners.
Anyway.
Have some sugar. All right. So what we're doing tonight is just fucking around, as usual, as par for course. We have no beautiful women in studio, although that's very unusual. No black man, and also no women in studio.
Maybe we should make some phone calls.
We should.
You have a credit card, right?
I don't want to pay the penalty fee. They may have a $5 minimum limit.
We can talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that, you know? Start that shit up.
All right, so yours truly is pretty pissed off tonight.
What a shock.
Let me tell you why.
Hi, Murphy.
Hey, look, pal. Last week's show was phenomenal solely because I had a complete mental breakdown live on the air.
That's true.
I had two people at work.
Everybody loves an angry Murphy.
I had two people at work walk up to me and go, "Dude, are you okay?" I'm like, "No, it's fine." "No, really. Are you okay?" So here's the deal. Right across the street from us here is a 7-Eleven, which we've gone to a couple of times, and... like most 7-Elevens, it is owned by, I don't want to say owned, probably owned by a white guy, but definitely operated by a minority. They are actual Indians. Thank you. Come again. No shit. So I go in today.
Really? I thought it was like... Ooh, 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 ooh.
No, no, it's more like, thank you for calling tech support.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. So yours truly goes across the way to grab himself two Red Bull Colas.
He goes across the way.
And one package of 7-Eleven watermelon rings.
Rings.
Wow. Packaged in a facility that processes peanuts, nuts, milk products, soy protein, wheat, eggs, and sesame seeds. What the fuck are they making there? Apparently it's an
hippies.
Allergy. Hippies. It's an allergy factory. So I go over there to grab myself that. So two Red Bull Colas and a package of these rings comes out to like $4.60. And I swipe my card and the guy looks at me and points at this little sign. Guy couldn't even use your words like a grown-up. Points at the sign that says, minimum purchase required for all credit card and debit transactions, $5.
Now, okay, is there like a penalty fee that a lot of these places pay when it's below $5?
No, it's not that when it's below $5. They pay between 19 and 40 cents per transaction.
Okay.
And that's just the cost of doing business.
Okay. I see, I have a problem with that idea, the concept of a transaction fee. When you're not even actually changing any transaction or money.
Blame it on the credit cards. Ugh. Credit card companies charge that. So.
Ridiculous.
I look at him like, really? And he says, it's a policy. Excuse me? It's a policy. I'm sorry, what? It's a policy. So I look down and I said, you realize that is a violation of your contract with the credit card companies. Because for anyone that doesn't know, MasterCard, Visa, Discover all have policies that state you are not allowed to charge a minimum purchase to use their product. Also, MasterCard's case, which is what my debit card is, MasterCard also says you are not allowed to place any sort of documentation or signage promoting the use of one form of payment over theirs.
Now, wait a minute, but I thought there was always that advertisement, like the Visa Everywhere You Want to Be kind of shit.
Yeah, you get that Visa Everywhere You Want to Be, but you can't say, oh, by the way, you get a 50-cent discount if you use this credit card versus
okay,
this one.
I see.
So, needless to say, there is a actual penalty.
Now, you went online and just found this to make sure, because, you know, you want to make sure you're
absolutely
right.
Come on, if I'm going to be a douchebag, I want to be right about it. There is a penalty, and it actually can come up to be a breach of contract between the vendor and the credit card company. So, tomorrow, yours truly will be calling MasterCard. And I will be complaining about the 7-Eleven. And I know for a fact that the last time a penalty was hefted against a company that I was associated with for this very thing, it was a $10,000 penalty.
Damn. Now, did you complain against your own company or someone call you on it?
Someone complained against a company I worked for, and we got hit with a $10,000 penalty. You are not allowed to have a minimum purchase, and that is exactly why. Capriotti's is about to get smacked with one of those as well, but that's not by me. That's one of the guys I know. He's about to slap them. They have a $10 minimum purchase. Now, look, it's Capriotti, so if you don't spend $10, you're just wasting your money.
Yeah, you're wasting your money buying a bag of fucking chips.
It's like, I'm going to buy chips and a small tuna sandwich.
Yeah, that, no.
Why, asshole?
You go to Capriotti's to eat a fucking sandwich, fucking sandwich.
Bobby. Thanksgiving dinner on a bun. Those of you that are not from Vegas and don't know, Capriotti's is a sandwich shop here in town. They got
originated from Delaware.
Yeah, they moved out here. I don't think they're anywhere else though, other than Vegas right
and
now.
And Delaware.
And Delaware.
They're still back home.
So it's pretty much just Vegas.
Home. Yeah.
And there's like one in Delaware, and you can fit Delaware in Vegas. Anyway, Capriotti's is a sandwich shop.
You can have hosted Delaware in a Capriotti's. Well.
Capriotti's has a sandwich called the Bobby, and it is a hoagie roll or a grinder, depending where you're at. It is
hoagies and grinders.
A thin layer of mayonnaise, turkey breast, not like sliced
shredded
turkey breast, stuffing, and cranberry sauce. That with a root beer and a bag of barbecue spirals. Oh my, it is the bestest. So
dinner time.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net. Drink, bitch.
And we mean
both of
singular.
You.
All right, for those of you joining us, of course, no Big Daddy Decaf tonight. So you just get me and Mr. Murph, Mr. Angry Murph, hopefully not Meltdown Angry. I don't think he's Meltdown Angry this week.
No, not quite.
You just don't have it in you tonight this week.
You know, it's just been a really hard week.
It's been a busy week.
I had a shitty day. I mean, you know, like my day today was
you had a truck tire like separate on you.
I have I had a truck tire separate on my big ass vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And with my vehicle, that's quite pricey.
That is.
I had the one tire go completely bald, and I guess it stress was put on the other tire, and it
happened back when they were both rear tires.
When they were both rear tires, yeah. And I moved them up to the front when I got new rear tires when I bought the truck. So I had to go and spend $300 that honestly I don't really have on tires, and it really kind of makes me cry inside because that's money I could use for something more constructive,
like porn.
Anyway, so you wanted to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about some stuff. You brought up a good one though. I saw a lot of news on this one today.
God.
Since we're going topical here, by the way, anytime you just call and chat with us, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257, toll free.
Yeah,
give us a call.
What we're doing here right now, this is a public service announcement, but it's more of a private service announcement because it's for one person. Really? One guy. One dude. Poor bastard. And as far as poor bastards go, this guy's got it worse than anybody I've ever met in my life. Worse than you when you were married to Elwitch. Worse than when I was convinced to be Mormon by my ex. Worse than anything I've ever known in my life. This guy has got the shittiest deal in life ever.
Do tell.
Dude, this guy. Okay, here's the deal. This guy I know. He's a nice guy. But his wife is a little overzealous in her desire to make him do things, so to speak. She's a little bitchy. She's a little demanding.
Okay.
Now, the first thing you would say is, no, dude, just leave her. Because it's a bad situation, but they've got kids.
Always tough when you have kids.
I don't think, only for the sheer point that it would be expensive, because he'd have to pay child support. Mm-hmm. For eight children, dear John of John and Eight, or John and Kate plus Eight, dear John, get the fuck out now! Run, you sorry son of a bitch! He is married to the biggest fucking harpy I've ever seen in my life!
Okay, give me some detail, because this is one more of those
shows. Just look it up, man. This woman is brutal. They do these... Oh, God. I hate to admit, I've seen the show a couple of times just because someone said to me, dude, you got to watch this guy. He's got the worst marriage ever. I'm like, no, really? I got to see this. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah. Wow.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's not so bad. Okay, it is bad, but the things that she does to him. Look, here's the deal. It would be bad enough as it was if she was just mean to him in their daily lives.
Okay.
And she is. She is mean. She is demanding. She just forces this poor bastard to do things that he just doesn't want to do.
Details?
Fucking taking the kids places and giving up his life to do things. Dude used to drive a fairly nice sedan, had to give it up for a fucking Dodge Sprinter to haul around this heathen bastard brood of his. Look, they couldn't get pregnant the first time, so they did artificial insemination and wound up with twins.
Okay.
She wanted another one, and they did it again. That should have been a fucking sign. Oh, my God. The drugs that she was on, or God hates him, but something happened, and they wound up with, like, sextuplets.
Jesus.
She looked like she swallowed the Yankees when she was pregnant. She was, like, enormous. Dude, she was fatter than you when you were the fat kid.
Are we talking David Wells on the team, or...
Dude, Wells, Mariano Rivera, and they brought in Paul LaDuca just for the shits of it. She was enormous.
Okay, so...
Looks like she had Delaware inside of her. So she gives birth to what can only be described as a litter, and his life goes into the shitter. So, okay, it's
not... What did he used to do? What was his job?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't know that much about this guy. All I know is that his life is hell, and you can see it in his face every time. And it's real bad when they're in their daily life, but when it's horrific, and you know he just wants to slit her throat then put a gun in his mouth 5 seconds later, is when they do these little interviews with him. And I swear to God, they must have one of those children with a gun to their head to make him sit here and do this. They have this interview set up in their basement, and it's a corner, and there's a couch that they have to sit on, and I know he's just wishing it was a pair of stools, because they have to sit right up on top of each other.
Okay.
Him and this fucking life-sucking bitch. Hold on. And it's one thing when she degrades him to his face, but it's another when she brutalizes him and mentally abuses him as if he's not in the room to the producer in front of them asking them questions. She'll say things like, oh, well, you know, John, he really didn't want to get out of bed, even though he knew I had things I had to do and I had to get my hair done and I wanted to redo this and redo that. And shut up, bitch! I swear to God, if I was in that room, I'd fucking put a bullet in her brain and call it done.
Jesus.
I've watched now, this I've show a handful. Oh, my God.
I have been hearing a lot about they want to get a divorce, or they're getting a divorce, or he's cheating on her, or something like that.
I hope he's cheating on her. I hope for all that there is... I pray that if there is a God in heaven, that he has found some vagina that he can dive into, the A1 won't use him like a sperm factory that he is, and two, actually respects him for a human being. Because I swear to God, I think the only reason they're still together is because she's got his family in some fucking dungeon somewhere, and his mother, and she's got a gun in her mouth. Let me show you the premise of this show. Kate wants something. John says no. Kate bitches about it until the show pays for it. Then she gets whatever she wants, and John has to just live through it. I swear to you, he's got to be like this far from killing himself. If I were him, I'd be that far. I'm that far from killing myself just talking about this shit.
So wait a minute, but I did see one episode where he got hair plugs. Was that for her or for him? Because I thought it was for him because he was very vain about his hair.
It must have been for him. Only seen it a handful of times. I can handle that show right up until she starts speaking, then I have to change the show. As soon as one word comes out of her shrill fucking mouth, I can't take it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
So then, I mean...
But if he's... And the rumors are out right now that he's cheating on her.
Okay.
Good on you, Johnny boy! Go get you some. Oh, my God.
But you know what? Let's ask this question,
dude,
now.
Okay, you've been in a shrill, harpy relationship. This is... What you went through is nothing compared to what this poor bastard has to deal with. Because he has to deal with it, and there's a camera there!
See, that's why I want to get you next. Because you got, like, this John and Kate plus eight. Plus you have the
midget show?
Well, no, I was
going to... Oh, I love the midget show. That's funny. That's just comedy right there.
Wait, no, I was going to talk...
Hold on. That whole show, the whole premise of that show could be, okay, let's put shit up way up high on shelves and just have them reach for it. I just watched that for hours.
Yeah, okay, that would be kind of fun. I won't lie to that. Except when there are other kids, the normals, you know, they come.
That's even better. Oh, that's even better when the little kid looks at him like, "You're the genetic pool I came from. Oh my God. One day, I'm gonna wrap my hands around your tiny little throat and squeeze until you stop kicking those midget legs."
So, no, I was gonna say the praise Jesus. Wait, what was it called? I don't know what it's really truly called.
Praise Jesus, pass the ammunition.
No, I know that movie.
you lived in that town.
Yeah, it was the TV show where it's like, you know, 18 clown car vagina. No,
clown car vagina.
18 and 18 and counting.
Clown car vagina.
Seriously, what is it with all these families that are having like 5,000 children, like the Mormon family, the fucked up Mormon family?
Just stop. Get a new hobby, people.
No, they don't have a family car. They have a family Winnebago. Okay, they have like 18 children,
counting.
18 and counting. You know, I'm sorry, it's a clown car. Okay, okay. At what point does that guy go, "Honey, roll over. I got a stick in your ass because I haven't felt your pussy in 5.5
years." There once was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, her uterus fell out.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew Dice, wannabe Clay.
I'm eating another.
Nom, nom, nom.
So.
The point is, look at what's going on here. The women are sitting there saying, "Hey, look, we're having all of our kids and we're having all of our little goals and aspirations." And the dudes are going, "I remember owning a sports car.
I remember having a little bit of free time to myself." You know, no lie, I actually lock myself in the bathroom for 5 minutes of peace and quiet. I only have 3 kids.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I fake shitting. I'm like, "All right, guys, I'm going to the bathroom."
You
I grab
just
my
told
laptop.
Everybody.
My kids aren't watching.
Yeah, well.
At least I hope not. Especially after last week.
Holy shit, Irish Mandingo joined
oh my
up
God.
In the chat room. Hello, Irish. Welcome to the new chat room.
You can curse. So... John and Kate plus eight. Dear John, do yourself a favor. Get a really good lawyer.
You know, no matter what he's going to do, you know what? There you go.
Can you imagine
no.
child
here's
support
a,
on that must
here's
be,
a
though?
Spin-off. Here's a spinoff. You ready for this? Single mom of eight. And just have her finally figure out she has to do all this shit and her hair is never going to get done. There you go.
Yeah.
Premise of a show. It'll last one season. No, and then they'll move it to Lifetime, make it a tragedy, perfect ratings. Because Lifetime is the bleeding vagina channel, okay?
In a world full of rapists.
You know, that's just it. Meredith Baxter Burney is the most unluckiest bitch on the planet.
And Marky Post.
Unluckiest women on the planet. They're in all these movies. I'm sure their IMDb is like 5 miles long of
Lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, it's all Lifetime channel specials. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, that's where their lives are going. And that's so sad. But is this happening? Is this a bigger trend maybe that you and I don't understand or don't see? I mean, you've gained your children by acquisition, okay? But, you know, are there women out there that this is now their new life goal to have 5, 6, 7 children? I'm sorry, you don't work on farms anymore. You don't need multiple children to milk the cows and, you know, de-egg the chickens.
I know, it's basically, you know, back then children were, you know, unskilled labor. Now we have Mexicans for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I said that out loud.
You need someone to mow your lawn, dude. Just go near the freeway. Actually, no. Buy a pickup, drive in front of a Home Depot, okay?
And slow down.
Slow down.
They fling themselves in there.
There you go. And that's, you need work done? There you go. You may not even need to pay them.
Yeah. Well, you may just call immigration about 10 minutes before they're
done. La migra!
So, hey, puppy, run, run! Immigration, immigration!
And then you see them tear down the freeway and literally tear the vehicle apart, throwing it at cop cars.
All right, so, yes, the majority of this is women, but there's a dude out there.
A dude.
A dude.
A dude. Is he a man's man? Or?
In a world full of semen.
In a world full of smelling... Wait, try that again. In a world smelling of bleach.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy out there who makes Octomom look like an amateur.
Okay, Octomom is a fucking retard. And there's another one. She has how many kids? She wants how many more?
I think she's got like 10 kids now.
You have a brood. Cameron, I mean, you have a goddamn brood, okay? You live in an apartment? Seriously?
Well, listen to this guy. And I'm going to read this. This is from Bossip.com. I found this today.
All right.
As if Octomom wasn't bad enough, a Tennessee man, 29-year-old Desmond Hatchett, has now fathered 21 children.
I heard about this dude.
Hatchett was in child support court again last week. His name appeared on the docket 11 times in one day, representing 15 of his children. Hatchett said he wasn't out to set a record. He said he never intended to have this many children. It just happened. He fathered the children by at least 11 different women and now claims the mothers knew about his large family. The children range from newborn to 11 years old. Here's the really fucked up part. The question Knox County officials now face is how to support all these children. Hatchett works for a minimum wage job, and by law, the state can only take 50% of his paycheck for child support. By the time that money is split 21 ways, some of the mothers will get less than $2 a month.
Holy shit.
Guess who foots the bill on that shit? That's right. Taxpayers of Tennessee. Not you and me, because we don't live in Tennessee. But the taxpayers. Exactly. The taxpayers of Tennessee. You don't think that maybe... Okay, look. I'm a pretty...
Wait.
I'm a pretty liberal dude, okay? But I seriously think we need to think about forced sterilizations for people.
And I was going to just say that. At what point does this guy realize, you know, what point does he say, hey, you need to either have birth control or I need to wear a condom?
Or both. Or you just pull out and come in her eye.
Chemical castration if you really got to be extreme. You know, there's a certain point where you do have to take that responsibility. But you know what? Here's the thing. And you said it right there. He works a minimum wage job. This guy is not intelligent.
Fuck.
No, yeah, this guy's not intelligent. He works because he knows he needs to be able to buy beer. That's pure and simple what it is.
That's why I work.
That is true. But you actually have a skilled laborer job. So let's just keep that separate because you know you're smart. You have your high tech fucking job, and I'm going to call it the high tech fucking job for all intents and purposes. This guy works what? Mop?
Probably somewhere with a mop and a bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
With a big M.
Exactly. I mean, this dude, he needs to be kicked down the stairs with a boot, chased with a coat hanger, something.
Look, there is a point in the world where we have to say, all right, here's the deal. Our country, you have that presidential music because this is where I start running for office again.
You know what? Let me find it and just keep going.
Find that. This guy is living the way he wants to live and doesn't give a fuck. He is living without repercussions. He is living just doing what he wants to do. And unfortunately in this country, there are way too many people living that way. Now look, again, fairly liberal dude, but here's the deal. If you want to stay on welfare... You're going to have to get your tubes tied. If you want to stay sucking on the government teat, you're going to lose a nut. You're going to get that shit tied off, and that's all there is to it. Because I, for one, am sick and tired of footing the bill for low-life scumbags who have nothing better to do than sit around and fuck. When I run this goddamn country, let me tell you something. We're going to outlaw several things. Number one... is unprotected sex if you make less than $40,000 a year as an individual. You want to fuck? Awesome. Head on down to the local Planned Parenthood where they got a pair of garden shears and a rubber band with your name on it. We're cutting those things off. We're tying them up. We're doing it in a non-reversible way. I'm not saying you need to have a license to have kids, but you got to have a goddamn IQ test. And if you're making $350 an hour after tax... Your ass needs to realize that you can't just go willy-nilly sticking your genitals in the air for someone to impregnate. Forced castration, forced sterilization is the only way this country is going to survive. Because if we don't take drastic fucking measures, they are going to suck the life out of the medical system that we have now that is already stretched to the breaking point. We're not going to have socialized healthcare. We're not going to have universal healthcare. Let me tell you why. Because the idiots sitting in Washington right now have too many lobbyists from too many different areas pulling on their ear saying, psst, hey, Republicans, nationalized healthcare is bad. So they're never going to get this shit passed. Never going to happen. The best we can fucking hope for is maybe something for Medicaid. But at the rate we're going now, Medicaid, Medicare, Blue Shield, all that shit that's government basically funded and sponsored is done within the next 15 years. We need to do something to shore that shit up. And the easiest way to do it is to sure as fuck start whacking off the nuts of Negroes and Beaners who can't be bothered to pull out like a good egg. That's what I'm saying.
Pretty articulate. I think I understand.
You know what? And let me throw in there. Negroes, Beaners, Wetbacks, Crackers. Basically, I'm referring to anybody who's living...
in Vegas?
At that poverty line.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's just it. You can't...
If you can't afford to buy macaroni and cheese of a name brand, you cannot afford to have a fucking child. I'm sorry. It came out racist when I said Negroes and Beaners, but let's be realistic here. It is the majority.
No. I will not say that because I grew up very poor. You know, I was definitely below
you were
the
poor black folk.
Yes, I was actually when I was a kid. You know, my mom is a moron. Okay, I'll say that right here, right now. You know, very poor, very, 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 very poor. You know, there's white people that are like that as well. I just got to point that out. It's not just race. What it is, it's intelligence. I don't care about your race. Your intelligence.
You know,
Hold on. There's actually very well-known studies out there, and I know I could find them in like 5 minutes if I actually looked, but these studies state that the more intelligent, the more educated a person is, the longer or later in life that they're going to actually have children, and the fewer children they're going to have.
Dude,
why?
You don't need a study. The movie Idiocracy is based on that one concept.
And that one concept is what bred the movie Idiocracy. It's the whole point that you know, the morons keep having children. They don't know better. We can advertise Planned Parenthood. You can have condom ads on every radio station, all the television stations. Oh, no, you can't. I'm sorry. The right won't allow that because that's immoral for
other
reasons.
Oh, the right won't allow it, and the left won't stand up for it.
Yeah. So, you sit there, and you let this country get drugged down. You let the healthcare system get drugged down. The welfare system actually not help the people who need the help.
No, it's the people who just don't want to get help.
Because you have two sides of the same fucking political system. You have the Reds, and you have the Blues, and they're both saying, well, you know, Reds, no, we shouldn't do that. Planned Parenthood's bad. It ain't my favorite. Planned Parenthood encourages premarital sex. No, they do not. Planned Parenthood tries to educate. The right doesn't want educated people.
Abstinence-only education works really well unless you're the daughter of a potential vice president.
Yeah, that's just it. Abstinence education is proven failure, proven time and again to fail. You can't live life like that. You need Planned Parenthood. You need those outlets to educate, to say, look, you know what? We know you want to have sex. Have it safe. By the way, you're going to have a baby. Oh, you know, and scare. I don't care how you do it. Just abstinence. No, ain't going to fucking happen. Don't tell me you're going to sign a fucking I'll never have sex till I'm married contract. Okay. It ain't going to happen. It absolutely will not happen.
I have this promise ring and it means I'm going to be abstinent and only have sex in my butthole. You know, look, here's the deal, people.
Irish Mandingo points out in the chat room. It's already starting to become like that movie.
Yeah,
you're right.
What we need. Totally right. Let me just go back on something here because when I brought up it was specifically black guys and beaners and white people. We need a new slang term that encompasses all people of all races that are fucking retarded.
Morons. I'm sorry, you already have it right there for you. Morons.
Yeah.
If you're
it needs to be
moron.
Something more vicious, though. Oh, you call me a moron? No, we need something that inspires fear and hatred, like when you call a black guy a nigger. That's what we need. Something that sparks that up so people can spend time going, well, I don't want to live that word. We need a name that we can throw at people.
There's a problem with that logic.
Ugh.
There's an absolute problem with that logic, and I'll tell you what it is. The minute you give him a name, then you gave him a cause. But it isn't a cause to be better.
I have the right to sit around, drink beer, and have sex unprotectedly.
That's
it. It's in the Constitution. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You know what? That's what you're doing. You're enabling that because now you're putting a label on them. Now they can go, hey, you know what? I'm you know, look at those fucking proud rednecks. Okay, redneck is not a good thing.
No.
And I remember I was in Virginia once when I worked there for a while, and I saw this license plate. Claude and I actually saw this plate, and we both laughed our asses off because it was so pathetic. So pathetic. It said, Christian by choice, Southern by the grace of God. Fuck. How ignorant can you be? I mean, seriously fucking ignorant. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to give them that label. You're going to give this population of breeders, of moronic breeders, a label. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to sit there and go, we have the right to do this. You can't give them a label.
You sure do. You have the right to do it, but you ain't going to be sucking off the government teat anymore.
Well, that's just it. Maybe, you know, maybe change it to a privilege. I don't know. Change it from a right to a privilege, like driving. But no tests. I don't know. But it is. It is pure.
You have to fail an IQ test, and then you have the right to sit around and have drink beer and have unprotected sex for kids. Guys, look, if you agree, if you disagree, call in 1-866-LB-ROCKS.
You know what? We got a caller now. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Irish Mandingo.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, I ain't been on in a while. I work 3 jobs now. But
fuck.
How are you going to insult all Southerners? I might have left the South, but shit, I'm still a Southerner.
You're a good old boy,
and
huh?
I am in the medical field working 3 jobs, taking care of a total of 15 people.
Okay, so can I call you the exception to the rule?
Just remember, not everybody from the South is a dumbass redneck.
And you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. But see, here's the difference. You got the ones that take too much pride in their ignorance. You obviously don't. You take pride in where you're from, but these guys take pride in their ignorance.
Remember, Mandingo? There's always one good thing about dumb rednecks. They've got hot sisters.
Okay, yeah, and they're fucking
you,
them.
I've given you...
Well, you're damn right.
Mandingo, do you drive an orange 76 Charger with a redneck flag on the
79,
top?
79, 79.
No, yeah. I don't have one of those.
What do you drive? What year pickup truck?
I used to drive a pickup truck when I lived in the South. Now that I've been up here in Washington State for the last 10 months... I ride public transportation, and I walk, and I've lost 50 pounds.
Very nice.
So you went from Southern to liberal.
Ah,
yeah.
Nah. Bastards. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is interesting.
This guy.
Now, I assume by that you are a conservative fellow?
No. I'm nonpartisan. I don't believe that anybody should placate to the stupidity of this country by choosing one side over the other, like there actually is a good choice in either one of them.
Good point.
If you're going to go with a good choice, you go ahead and split it down the middle, you shoot everybody in the head, and you pick out the ones that survive.
I like this guy. I really like this guy. How come you haven't called in sooner, dude?
He's working 3 jobs.
Oh, that's right.
By the way,
I'm a workaholic.
You are? Did you get the taste of jism out of your mouth?
You know, I don't do any of that. I have a night off, and I'm going to go out drinking very soon.
I got
tequila to start off the night, and then beer to finish it.
Now, let me just say something here. This is how I remember our guest. The last time you told us about one of your drinking escapades, you got blown in an alley next to a bar on New Year's Eve, didn't you?
Yeah, that was up here. And actually, that same girl cock-blocked me against another girl who me and my ex were trying to have a threesome with.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Wow.
How'd she cock-block you?
Because she told me that girl was a lesbian and told that girl that I didn't like short girls. I mean, seriously, the girl's 4'11". Who doesn't like that?
Dude, that's Bridget the Midget.
Totally perfect.
I'm 6'2". No, I've met Bridget.
Wait, you were in Nevada? Did you go up to one of the ranches and meet her?
No, porn conventions in Florida.
Ah.
When?
5 years ago.
You know what? As in W-I-N. So question then, where from the South are you from then? Where in the South?
I'm from Florida.
Okay.
So, see, to me, Florida doesn't count as the South.
See, I don't consider that the South either. I never have.
There are parts of Florida. I have lived in Miami, which is Little New York. I have lived in an area that is called South St. Pete, which is nothing but brown. I used to have cornrows and drive a Cadillac because, you know, nobody would mess with me if I looked like a crazy white boy there.
Fair enough. Camouflage.
I also have an area where I used to go and ride bulls, which is all bulls and cow pastures, and you get good shrooms out there. Don't eat the ones with the red dots.
Oh, thank you.
You can.
All right, Irish. Well, we're going to let you roll, man.
All right.
Hey, wait. Oh. Have you heard about the drinking game?
.net.
Look at that.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
That's it, bitches. Drink.
Drink. And that's Irishman Dingo telling you to drink.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he has a great point, though. I mean, you're right. Not all of them are. And I will take back a little bit of that. But
I won't.
But there's that education factor. He's educated.
Yeah, he was so educated, he got the fuck out of the South.
Thank you. All right. So anybody else want to call in? 1-866-587-6257.
And you little scrolling numbers at the bottom of the screen now,
yeah,
by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's on the video stream. So fucking call, people. Let us know what you think. I mean, there's places in Iowa. There's places, obviously, in Vegas. There's places all over the country. I know if Rev was in here, he'd be able to tell us about some of the things he's experienced in Texas. But, again, the point we're just trying to get at is educate yourselves. And don't do – how old's that guy, by the way, with the 21 kids? Isn't he like 21?
Dude, he's like 21 or 22 years old.
So there you go. First off, 21 years old, 21 kids, working a minimum wage job. Obviously, he's, you know, I wonder what the high school degree or the high school equivalent.
He probably didn't finish high school.
Nine?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not ripping on the guy because he's black. I'm ripping on the guy because he's fucking
retarded.
I didn't
even know he was black.
Yeah, he's a black guy. And to continue the trend, how much time we have for a break?
We got about 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. We'll continue the trend on black guys doing really stupid things when we come back from the break. Really not my intention. This had been so much funnier had there been a black guy in studio to defend that. It just seems that most of the news I found today involved black people doing really stupid things.
See, most of the news I found today was pretty dry.
Gee, what a shocker.
I know.
Captain Personality over there.
Here we go again. I have a goddamn personality.
You know, if we were a morning show, they could call us Dry Toast and OJ. Want to guess which one you are?
Fuck.
By the way, guys, don't forget to check us out, spankwagon.net. Comment on the posts on the front page.
Yeah,
check out the forums.
We've got blog posts going up. We've got comments and discussions about the different shows. We also have, the podcast, which I found a problem with one of our podcast streams. I fixed it.
Okay. And don't forget, there is the Maraff cast there.
Yes. What was this week's Maraff, by the way?
This week's Maraff, I was unable to be here, so I pre-programmed the co-host 4000 for the show, and it did the Rock and Roll Power Hour itself there.
How is the co-host 4000 going?
It's got some bugs, getting them all worked out,
nice.
Trying to get that figured
out. Maybe we'll get it back in this studio?
I think the studio is too small for it, I got to tell you. It's a huge piece of machinery.
Did you upgrade the hardware?
Dude, I've upgraded the shit out of that thing.
Huh.
Dude, I had it do my show. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, good point.
It picked Barry White! Come on!
It got over its little problem.
You mean it got over its problem of being attached to your personality?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's not racist anymore.
See,
but you still are.
Fuck you, I'm not racist. God damn it. People actually were going to start... They have started believing that shit.
Well, anybody who believes that is dumb.
Well, I will agree. Maybe
because who we play here on the radio isn't necessarily who we are. Okay, yeah. Who we are here on the show is absolutely who we are in real life. We just have to – can't show everyone and
see, that's just it. It's not – I'm not even going to get on that because I'm just going to
look,
get
I hate
down.
Women. You hate minorities. That's just the way it goes.
I do not minorities. I do not. I am looking you square in the eye,
uh-huh.
And I'm telling you I do not hate minorities.
How's your black girlfriend?
Ooh, that'd be an interesting change.
Yeah.
How is she?
How is she?
She's great.
Non-existent. How's your Hispanic girlfriend? Dude, not only did you pick a white chick, you picked the whitest of the white chicks. You picked the whitest chick we know. You're welcome.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spankwagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, CanisHosting.com.
We'll be right back.
the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters why across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see them the latest.
Turn it up!
You know what? I did this shit to myself this week. Normally I play a song you want to hear. And then
yeah,
I have to,
asshole, now it's on you.
And now I'm like sitting here jamming to this, and then our break's over. It sucks, actually. I think I'll have to play this MP3 on my way home in the car. So, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
.fail.
.fail. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Picture up on the video.
Oh, that.
Parent fail. Put that shit up on the video.
Dude, I already passed that one. But you know what? I am going to put another one up on the video real quick.
All right. It sucks I can't see it.
It's the one I sent out last night. Hang on a sec here. Let me clear the effects out of this.
All right. Yeah, we've been playing with the effects. Hey, we want you guys to join us. Go to the chat room by going to spankwagon.net. Click on the Cam and Chat or click on the show chats now. Got to remember to rename everything. Yeah. More web work.
Yeah, more web work.
Woo! More web work. Yay! So we want you to join us. Of course, we want you to follow us because, well, you know, we're attention-seeking whores. Don't lie about that. Our email, radio@spankwagon.net. Join our myspace.com, /spankwagon, or twitter.com/spankwagon. We want you to be our friends. Follow us because we're – actually, let me show you. I have finally started using a bit more of the Twitter. Let's see.
Twitter.
Because
– I've been Twittering like crazy tonight.
Tonight you have been on the Spankwagon Twitter. I got Twitterific for the phone. For the Jeebus phone, so I'm on there. And I'm on there, Spank Wagon, as well. So, by the way, I've learned something very interesting about...
Hold on just a second. I know you want to talk about this. Talking about .fail.
.fail.
There's a picture I found last night from Fox News, and I just put it up over the video there.
Okay.
It's from Fox Business News. It's from their website. And they were doing a technology segment, and at the bottom of it, there's a little thing there that says, Firefox, most popular search engine after Microsoft and Apple.
Wait, what?
I shit you not. It says Firefox, most popular search engine after Microsoft and Apple. That's producer fail right there. That's what that is.
You know, you got to wonder, at what point do they just... You cannot screw... How can you screw that up? Because Firefox is so well known.
Dude, they're dumb. They're news people.
I wonder if news people are just generally that dumb altogether. I mean, do they have to be spoon-fed any bits of information? Are they all truly Ron Burgundy?
I do believe so.
Interesting. All right, so what
you guys
else
really need to figure out how to give people a more obvious way to log in. Yeah, I know. We're kind of restricted in that aspect.
Yeah, the login for the web chat is not handled by us. That's entirely Ustream.
Yeah,
so
there are numerous complaints about that.
Yeah,
right now, so.
Us as well complaining about that. So anyhow, where are we going? I don't really have any decent news. I'm scrolling. I mean, like,
well, let's continue.
Oh,
on.
Oh, actually, no. You know what? Let me tell you about my, I'm sorry. You just,
I was mid. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My epiphany. I mentioned this before the
show.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. This is something worth talking about. I think.
Is it left foot, left shoe, right foot, right shoe?
Oh, fuck. You already figured it out. No, actually, I realized that I've changed.
Did you like boys?
No. I definitely like women. So I was out at the bookstore last Monday night. Yeah, I was at a bookstore in a fucking Holly. Woo, time off. and I came across some comic books. And I'm like, ooh, comic books. So I grabbed a comic book like Superman's Dead, Green Lantern's Finding a Bunch of Other Green Lanterns or something like that. And I realized something very, 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 very sad. I'm completely cleansed of comic book nerd. I had no interest in continuing to read. I had no interest in even looking at the art. I had no interest in the comic book itself. Uh-oh.
Wow, you suck.
I've been reading some manga, you know, Ghost in the Shell, basic stuff. You know, I got a hold of a Ghostbusters manga. It was pretty cool. But my favorite tried, true, four-color, spandex, superhero comic books, nothing. I had nothing compelled me to keep reading, to flip through, to even buy a comic book. What happened?
You suck as a human being.
Yeah. It was an epiphany. I realized, oh my God, is this my age? Is this...
You know, there comes a point when
But I loved comics. I lived comic books.
I think you, but for a while there, comic books became an obsession with you. And,
yeah, like in my entire high school and college career.
You know what? Hold on just a second. I want to address something coming from the chat room. Yes, the videos from past shows, they are stored in Mogulus. I will post on the front page of the website, I will post the embedded video viewer from the old Mogulus stuff so you guys can all go through it and see the old VOD shows. I will make sure that that gets posted tonight.
Get that put up in the forum in the VIP section.
Oh, in the forum in the VIP section, I will post links to the video embedder. So that you, well, actually, I need to actually embed the video, so I have to embed it somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
We'll
later.
Talk about a way to do that, but don't worry, I'll make sure that. And you can't even locate the pictures, so that'd be because a certain large black man who always comes with a camera and never uploads them. Wow,
you know, I could really
right
throw
under
him,
the bus there.
I could throw him even further under the bus and just tell everybody where they can go: gallery.spankwagon.net.
Oh,
go there right now. Go there right now. And this has been, I mean, let's be assholes, because we're a bunch of assholes here. We love Decaf. We love Decaf. Don't get us wrong. Murph likes to give him the reach around.
I don't give him a reach around. I just fuck him. Hey, wait. This is completely empty.
Hmm. So I just want to point that out. It is there. We're just waiting.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess my epiphany doesn't mean anything to anybody, but like I said, I just... It dawned on me. It's like, oh God, I've left that part of my life. I'm beyond that part of my life. I am no longer a comic book nerd in that sense. I love comic books, but nothing grabs me anymore. I don't know.
You know what? Again, it's probably due to the fact that for so long it was an obsession with you, and anything that you're obsessed about, you eventually give up on.
Does that mean I've never been obsessed with Spankwagon?
No, I think that day's coming pretty soon too.
I love Spankwagon.
We had an interesting conversation before the show. You know what? Let's tear down the wall a little bit.
We're bringing it back to the beginning.
Yeah. Let me tilt the camera here. We had a discussion before the show. We've had this discussion several times.
Oh, every year, about once a year.
And one of the things we realized is that around about this time of year, and tonight is a perfect example of that, our listener numbers drop like a fucking rock.
They do, man. This is Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity! Oh, the huge manatee. It does. It drops. And the reason for that is not many people want to sit around on a Friday night strapped to their computer. Dee comes in. She's at work. Irish Mendingo, I think he finally got a night off. Toe, I think there's some sort of a law that keeps him inside when they're...
Yeah, it's called...
Megan's Sun. Law. Megan's Law, I think, is what it is. Keeps him inside and away from school children. Friday nights... can be okay for this show, but we've thought about a couple of times now.
Oh, we've mentioned it several times in the past.
Possibly moving the show from a Friday night to Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? If you have an opinion on it, give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Or email radio@spankwagon.net.
Or just throw something there in the chat room for those of you that are listening. We are seriously considering moving the show to Sunday nights. Probably, I would say, an 8 p.m. show, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
See, you have a social life now.
I have a social life now. That includes doing social things on Sunday. So that's the challenge. Fridays, you know, Fridays still work the best because the expectation has been laid there that I can do Friday nights. You know, to a certain extent, you know, maybe. You know what?
I just think that people on a Friday night, people want to go out and get drunk, get fucked up, go out snort coke off hookers and shit like that.
So far, Irish Mandingo in the chat room, I always work on Sundays, and Cookie, I love Spankwagon Fridays.
Okay, so we have the hick and the guy who loves trannies. Is this really what you want to base your opinion on?
You love trannies too, and you work for the show.
And you're a hick.
So therefore, we have a one-to-one correlation.
Sunday nights are a night when people don't go out because most people have the weekends off. Most people.
Most.
And Sunday nights.
Or at least
nights,
have Sundays off.
Yeah. And Sunday nights, you got to go to work Monday morning, so you're not going out. You're at home, usually chilling, maybe having that last beer.
Well, let me.
I think Sunday would be a better fit for the show.
You know what? I can agree to a certain
except
extent
on,
to that.
Except on weekends when there are wrestling
pay-per-views. That'd be the first thing, and there's a lot that of pay-per-views. Here's another problem, though. And
any of us ever pay for pay-per-views anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. Here's the one thing I always thought, and this is my logic and my reasoning.
So it's ultimately going to be flawed.
Totally. Mm-hmm. We could do our show on Fridays or really technically whenever if we bring enough topics and conversation and guests. And then just release it as a podcast on Sunday and start relying more on the podcast.
See, and I'm the exact opposite of that because I really like the live aspect of the show. And I'm sure the people in the chat room would agree that really like being interact with us and to completely sidetrack us with thoughts all the time.
Such as Irish Mandingo pointing out that he is the smartest hick you ever met, I bet.
I wouldn't know about that.
Be a poet.
He may be a poet. He may be the smartest hick I ever met. They got a blowjob next to a bar on New Year's Eve. I can't believe I remembered that, by the way.
You remember it because you're jealous.
Yeah, that's got to be it right there.
By the way, I'm leaving the official Miles air conditioning on.
Yeah, it's a little warm in here tonight, folks. So,
That noise is our ghetto AC. Zoom in on the ghetto AC.
Ugh.
This is the secondary. This is the fucking backup.
That's right, folks. That is an in-wall air conditioner that sits right behind the engineering station.
Irish Mandingo points out, nobody really goes out till after 9 anyway, except if you're on the East Coast.
Well, people on the West Coast, you know, you get a sitter, and you don't want to be out until 11:30. So, I don't know. It's a concept that we've thrown around. It's an idea. To give you guys an idea about things, it could happen. We won't, you know...
Not doing anything yet. Don't worry.
No, it'd be a while. Well, I don't know about a while. It'd be a little bit before we did it. And honestly, we wouldn't seek your opinion when we actually did it. We'd do it for us.
We just do it. Like a website update. Fuck it. We're doing it. Actually, Toad gives me a lot of great advice. And I look at a lot of the notes and stuff he writes and layouts and stuff. Really good stuff. Can I say stuff? Stuff.
Yeah. So that's a concept for the future, possibly moving the show.
Oh, you know what? I'll...
And even going so far as to tell you guys, RAF is probably done with at this
point.
Yeah,
that, you know what, that is very depressing to me.
Yeah.
I got to admit, though, it's very frustrating to be a listener knowing I'm the only one.
Yeah. Try being the host and realizing you're talking and no one's listening.
Yeah, I can understand why you handed off the duties this week to co-host.
I usually don't pay attention to the chat room just for the lack of people that sit in there and listen to it.
I noticed. You know what? Another thing I'm noticing here is this is 3 weeks in a row we've been bitching and moaning about the show.
We're not bitching and moaning. We're just throwing out ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's all constructive. We're not saying, fuck this shit, I'm shutting it down. Trust me, I would love to keep going with Maraf. Maraf would be awesome. But unfortunately, LV Rocks is a business. And people,
money comes
we have
first.
To make money.
You got to make money.
And someone is willing to pay for that slot that I was filling just to fill.
Yep.
And
although we will quote Jimmy on something here.
What's that?
He is upset that if it does shut down because he does enjoy the music. So we know we have a listener. It's just not a live listener.
Yeah. And that's the part that that sucks. I tried to get the podcast, but I couldn't get it on iTunes. Wow, Irish, you. You say you're the smartest hick I ever met, but first you can't figure out the on-demand video. And
see,
now you can't
no, that's
out
the part of the problem I'm dealing with. The Maraf podcast worked fine on the Spankwagon feed, which is supposed to feed into the iTunes feed.
Yeah,
but the iTunes feed only grabs the Spankwagon feed.
That's interesting.
It's very weird. It's these because we have two competing feeds, two competing sources, but we funnel them through the same exact channel. Could you flip my screen around? You know, we funneled them through the exact same channel, and it doesn't like it. I don't know why. Fuck Apple. IBM PC Junior.
Let's switch to Dell. Give me a Dell.
Fuck
OS2 Warp.
IBM PC Junior. Let's go hardcore nerd. OS2 Warp. Nice.
Yeah. So that
Ubuntu. Only because I want to be a white guy constantly going, I want to play with my Ubuntu.
So that is a concept we're throwing around there for you guys.
We always throw that around, though. That's
but
Sunday nights is an old show staple for Spankwagon anyway.
It is something that could happen, just to let you folks all know.
So,
yeah.
All right.
So back to more black people being stupid. I think that's the theme for tonight's show, is black people being dumb.
Actually, I was going to go with tonight's theme being Delaware Insider. But writing it like Insider, like newspaper, but just kind of hyphenating.
Inside her?
Inside her. Delaware Insider.
So, more black people being stupid. Did anyone watch the Lakers game the other night?
No, I don't watch the NBA.
That's a shocker. You don't watch a sport full of black guys.
I watch football.
Yeah, most of them are wearing white uniforms, and it makes you happy inside.
And I cheer on Ken Griffey Jr.
Why? Is he like the one Negro that you're happy with? Is he the one that sold out because you get to call him Ken and not Umfufu?
He hate me, Ocho Cinco. What?
Why don't you just call him Toby? Racist. Okay, so I think you can agree with me on this one, though. This guy's stupidity isn't based on his race. It's just based on the fact that he's fucking retarded. Tyrese's national anthem, the Star-Mangled Banner.
Let me read
this. This coming from E! Online. Just in time to garner a little extra promotion for his upcoming Transformers Revenge of the Fallen appearance, Tyrese Gibson turned out to sing the national anthem for Game 5 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals and ended up angering the patriotic masses by changing words to fit his rooting interest. While belting out the pregame staple, Gibson unexpectedly did away with the seminal line, "Our flag was still there," replacing with a boo inciting, "Our Lakers were still there."
You can't you do
silly
that,
nigger.
You dumb son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. That is just a situation. You silly Negro. Obama, please. That's exactly it right there.
What? You can't do that. That's the fucking national anthem. You're not. No. You see, obviously this guy's never been in the military, has no respect for our armed forces.
Absolutely none.
Look,
or his country, or I don't care if your family was brought here on a fucking slave ship. You live here now, asshole. Be a little proud of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not from this fucking country. I live here now, and you bet your ass I'm fucking proud of it.
But here's the difference. You were also part of the U.S. military. I have never been a part of the U.S. military, and I'm proud of it. You can't do that shit. There's a reason.
Yeah, he did this 2 days after Memorial Day.
Oh, see, that's even worse. That's absolutely, totally even worse. You know what? I'm a liberal, and I know he's a moron.
Yeah, that's that's really fucking stupid. And you know, it's yeah, fuck the Lakers. That right there goes over real well. Look, here's the deal, asshole. If you want to support your team, fine. If you want to support your interests, fine. Do it with something original that you made. Why don't you go and fuck up one of your songs? Why don't you go and fuck up one of your movies by bringing out the Lakers? Don't do it with the national anthem. Have a little fucking respect. See, this is what I'm talking about. We need a word that is vile enough to incite hatred in people, that is non-racially specific, but still gets that same flur on the back of the neck up there.
So in other words, you still want to find that one word to call people who are morons.
Moron isn't
I know
enough.
Morons isn't strong enough. Morons
it needs
isn't
to, it
good
needs
enough.
To be something that makes people physically ill. And if you get called that, you should want to go and put your head in the toilet and flush till you're
but
like,
again,
stop kicking.
We're going to go back to this other argument. It's just going to give them a rallying cry.
I don't care.
For the other way.
What? We're here where morons get over it?
Apparently. Hey, by the word, is Palin. Says Irish Mandingo in the chat room. You Palin!
You know, that very well might suffice, because she really was fucking retarded. So, yeah, way to go there, genius. I can't wait to see people picketing Transformers 2. They'll be there with me.
They won't pick it.
I'm already going to pick a Transformers 2.
The apathy parade exists. And
the apathy parade.
Yeah, the apathy parade. You know what that's called? Consumers. All they do is shuffle through the checkout lines. That is it. There's your apathy
I'm
fucking parade.
I'm a happy little animal. I got my little Twinkies.
I got my American Idol. I've got my American Idol. I've got my Lakers tickets. I've got my merchandise. I'm sorry. I'm wearing my Nikes. Yes, I'm going there.
Caterpillars.
Chucks, you know, unfortunately. The point is we're apathetic because we don't care. As long as we have our material, our immaterial material, whatever you want to call it.
All the things that matter to us.
Yes, that's it. That is absolutely it. And apparently the only thing that matters to this douchebag are the Lakers. Not your country, not where you live, not the nation that's
Dude,
fighting.
He plays a fucking soldier in the movie. That's what really Yeah.
So not only is he mocking by acting, but he's mocking by changing on the national fucking anthem.
Yeah. Cookie says Transformer 2 is going to rule. I am
Cookie,
now going to mute Cookie.
Cookie. No, don't mute Cookie.
I'm
going
to mute Cookie because that one.
Don't mute Cookie. Don't do it.
Fine.
We're going to berate Cookie. Shame on you, Cookie.
Bad Cookie.
Bad Cookie.
Bad Cookie.
Shame. Shame.
So, keeping on this theme, so apparently there's a little bit of a dust up over American Idol.
Okay.
Now I know
you
watched
a lot of TV.
I watch a lot of TV. I know you watched every episode of American Idol this year. I know you did. You're a big fan of that show. Oh wait,
wow.
That was Gay Idol that you watched, right?
Actually, Britain's Got Talent. I'm really into the monobrow chicks.
I didn't realize it was Italy's Got Talent. Hey, yo.
I didn't say hairy nipples.
Oh. Ooh, now you're making mine hard.
Oh! Cookie! Lick he
him.
Wants you.
Lick him. Lick him.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Cookie has no hair.
Yeah, no shit.
You wonder if Cookie, I mean, he shaved his head. Did he shave?
I tell you what, Cookie should take a black marker and go, eat right there and just call himself penis.
Or Charlie Brown.
Or Charlie Brown. Well, that if he went,
little lamb on his head.
So there's a little bit of controversy over the American Idol outcome. Now, I know this is something that
the chat room has hit a new high. I now know way more than
oh,
I
boy.
Expected. Wait. You shave your junk, you don't shave your legs. Seriously?
I shave my legs
once. So it looks like a fucking... what you look like is a fucking walking carpet.
You don't need air rug. You need carpeting.
Uh-oh. You've got a phone
Hold
call.
Hold on. Phone's ringing. Is this what I don't know who it is. It says not available. I don't answer those calls. So ignore. So there's a little bit of controversy over the American Idol outcome. For those of you who don't know, the good old boy from Arkansas won and the gay dude from California lost.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the gay dude lost. Now, here's the really interesting part.
Okay, this is interesting.
Arkansas is in the middle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
People not exactly known for being technologically prowess. Because how does one vote for American Idol? By texting on their phone. So, all right. So I'm going to read this article here.
Hey, wait, did you say Arkansas?
Arkansas. Megan's Law. Anyway, New York Times reports that the show's voting results for the May 20th final, which landed Chris Allen, the winner over Alan Lambert, may have been influenced
There's the problem. Too many Allens.
Hold on. May have been influenced by AT&T employees. Now, remember, AT&T is the sponsor of the American Idol. All
right.
Voting system. Maybe influenced by AT&T employees, helping Allen fans with free texting services and instructions on how to power text. While it remains unclear whether such power texts were counted, the Times points out that the show warns viewers that blocks of votes using technical enhancements may not be counted. AT&T representatives attended two parties in Arkansas, Allen's home state, and supplied instructions on how to power text, which sends texts of 10 or more messages at a time, and they also brought with them demo phones to do this. This happened. Now, this is in two places that are admitting to it. I wonder how many places aren't.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trencher, I have to check this message. Why don't you lead the chat on this?
What I'm going to do actually is switch gears entirely because in the forums, Clizzo, faithful podcast listener, posted a video, so I figure what we can do for now is play this video called Everyday Normal Guy, or at least play the audio and figure out what the fuck this is about. I haven't even heard it yet, so let's see what this is. Very quiet is what it is. God damn it. You know what I hate about sharing a studio computer is that every time you want to do something, someone's fucked with it. Remember, Clizzo jams to this in his car.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. Nothing special about me, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. When I go to the clubs, I wait in line, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I got $600 in the bank, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And my sexual performances are average. I work in customer service for a phone company. I make $12 an hour, but that's all I need. I live in a small apartment on a quiet street. I don't go out too much. I like to watch TV. I can't afford a car. I use public transportation. I don't mind. I read till I reach my destination. Sometimes a newspaper, sometimes a book. The amount of money I save, this shit is off the hook. And I'm not very good with the women. I'm a pretty shy person and I'm average looking. Last time I had sex was in 2003, and I'm ashamed to admit, but it wasn't free. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get nervous in social situations, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get constipated once a month, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I make pretty good spaghetti sauce, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I get scared when I go see the dentist. I'm the Pauly Shore of everyday life. Easily forgettable, and I'm not very light. I have an according to Jim personality. I'm as entertaining as a fucking STD. If you wanna mess with me,
probably can, because I'm not confident and I'm weak for a man. I'll just roll up in a ball while you kick me in the back. Yeah, honestly, I probably won't fight back. And I don't have many friends that would back me up. My friend Steve would, but he doesn't look very tough.
You want some of this, bitch?
If you rarely get laid, put your hands up. If you're not well paid, put your hands up. If you got a pet cat, put your hands up. And if you got a bad back, put your hands up.
I hurt my back 2 summers ago moving a fridge, and ever since then it's not the same. You know, it gets pretty sore.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like to show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
All right, that was that. Thank you, Clizzo, for posting that to the Spankwagon Forum. Everyday normal guy, John LaJoie, J O N L A J O I E. If you just go on to YouTube, just look up Everyday Normal Guy, or make it even easier, go to Spankwagon's forums, forum.spankwagon.net, and go from there and look it up there. That's some funny shit, because that's kind of me, and that's really depressing. Like, slit my wrist the long way. Shh, down. Depressing. Murph, how are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. You busy? Are you occupied? I got to entertain more?
Do what you got to do.
What's going on over there, dude?
You got it. Don't worry.
What? But I can't do this on my own.
Yeah, you did just fine.
I need you.
Why? For me to come up with a really cool idea and then you to shit all over it?
How have
take
I
over
it?
Dude, that AT&T story was classic. We could have gone on and on about how companies shouldn't have their employees involved and you shit all over it.
You had to go answer the phone.
Yeah, I had to go answer the phone. That means you could have kept the chat going. And
I have no information about that.
You don't have to have information about that.
Yes,
you could
I
just
do.
Come up
I
with your own opinion.
I have no opinion.
You have no opinion about companies interfering in a national program?
Absolutely.
Well, then you're useless.
I
just unplug your own mic now.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, bitch. I said it. Okay, you can get back on the mic now.
Cool. Should I do anything? Should I talk? Can I talk?
Sure. You go ahead. You have a conversation.
Hold on. I need some water.
Why don't you tell us about the cool phone freak hacking you used to do in the 1980s? How about that?
It's kind of old news. No one wants to hear about that.
Oh, Cookie asked a question. Yes. Where's Zorster? We have unfortunate information about Zorster.
He's technologically impaired.
Well, he is technologically impaired. See, the problem was he was trapped in a small house. There was some sort of a fire that came from, I guess, a petroleum-based lubricant that was used in his ass, and some sort of large device that was electrical, and apparently there was a spark and a flame, and he did die a horrific death. His ass burst into flames, and it consumed the entire house. On a sad note, there was an orphanage next door that burned to the ground as well, but on a positive side, he's not here. So, yeah. Actually, Zorster couldn't figure out the new chat, and I've periodically been checking in on the old LV Rocks chat, and he's come in there, and he's said some things, and I don't think he understands that... no one pays attention in that chat room anymore. I keep it open just to tell people, oh, hey, by the way, come to the new chat room.
Yeah, no. We, you know what? If he hasn't
Same with Bytor. There, Cookie. Same with Bytor.
All right, yeah.
And they were just placating you. They would say horrible things about you when you weren't there.
Yeah. Big surprise, the chat room sucks. Which one? Ours or theirs? Anyway.
So Ginger was supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah. By the way, we have 30 seconds left on this.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, she was supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah.
She unfortunately could not join us. Her job schedule wouldn't permit, but she will be back in July, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And, hopefully we get to have her on air.
Mm, that's nice.
So should we just end this last couple seconds with uncomfortable silence?
Oh, I'd love that. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Oh, yeah. One thing Spank Wagon Radio loves is some Canis hosting. Oh, yeah. Awesome quality web hosting, starting at $1.99. CanisHosting.com.
Sugar, let's get it on.
Hey folks, Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio here. I want to let you know that, yes, I may be a comic genius and the ladies love me, but when it comes to working on my own car, I am a fucking noob. Luckily for me, the guys at Dad's Garage take care of me every time I have an issue. Everything from brake jobs, oil changes, all the way up to things like getting a transmission rebuilt. Even if you have yourself a little hot rod, these are the guys you're going to want to check out. They're at 3425 North Rancho Drive, just north of Cheyenne. 702-880-0992. Tell them the guys from Spank Wagon Radio and LV Rock sent you. I guarantee you, you will enjoy it and have a great time. Well, you won't really have a great time, but you'll enjoy it because they're not going to rip you off and charge you like $1 million. Tell you they had to replace some part that doesn't actually exist on your vehicle and then break something else so they have to come back in the next week. So we've all seen those reports on television. God, I love those reports on television. You know what? The last time I took my car there, when I came back, I still had all the change in the car. That was awesome. Check them out. Dad's Garage, 3425 North Rancho Drive, 702-880-0992.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And we're out of material.
No, I still got a lot of shit to bring up for you to shoot down in the first 5 seconds after I mention it.
Oh, sweet. Go for it.
All right. Let's see here. Since no one else is getting the joke.
You know, that is depressing.
I know. I expected better out of our listeners. What Twinkies can teach us about economics?
Oh, dear.
When I began researching the ingredients of Twinkies, I natively thought about their raw materials extracted from nuts, beans, fruit, seeds, and leaves, and where they came from in the United States. I was looking to link place with foods along the lines of California wine or Maine lobster, but thiamine mononitrate? It turned out that I was way off. Although 8 of the ingredients on the beloved little snack cakes came from domestic corn and 3 from soybeans, there are others, including thiamine mononitrate, that comes from petroleum. Chinese petroleum. Chinese refineries and Chinese factories. And there are so many unexpected ingredients, much harder to trace. So much for the all-American snack food. When you bite into a Twinkie, you are chewing on an international nexus of suppliers. Most of the processed foods, salad dressings, ice cream, meal replacement drinks, are processed with foreign additives, essential ones like B vitamins for fortifying flour and preservative sorbic acid, as well as Malaysian or Indonesian palm oil products, European wheat gluten, Peruvian colorants, Chadian gums, and Swiss niacin made from Swiss water, Swiss air, nitrogen, and North Atlantic or Middle Eastern oil.
Wait.
It's a nice contrast to recall that champagne only comes from Champagne, France. Yeah, there's Chinese petroleum in Twinkies.
The fact that there's petroleum in Twinkies, I guess that never dawned on me, actually.
Yeah, Chinese petroleum.
But you're right. Anything that's a chemical has to be based off of some other polymer or some other, you know, why not petroleum? Oh, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
And Chinese petroleum at that. I mean, we're talking the Chinese. Everything has lead, I swear to God. Like, if you were to actually shake a Chinese man's hand, you would have lead poisoning in your fingers. Well, you got to wonder. I mean, seriously, if their toys and everything in their culture has that much lead that they're, you know, I mean, and they're shipping it out like that, that means that's got to be a lot of that lead-based material still in that country. Holy fuck, how do they live past, well, I don't know, 35? And how can there be 7 billion of them or whatever it is?
Dude, I think if they've built up a tolerance over like the last 50 years or so.
Okay.
And I think, number one, you've got that awesome Chinese ability to outlive everything.
Like roaches.
Yeah, like roaches and nuclear. No, wait, that's the Japanese that outlived the nuclear weapons.
Wow.
Yarp.
The Chinese people, you know, whenever you think Chinese people, you think little old men who can whoop your ass. They're like 9,000 years older than sand.
They must always be hungry.
Well, yeah, it's because they only eat rice. They, you know what it is? They're just living for a steak. If we were to ship steak over there.
Coronary's dead. Half the country
oh,
tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you tell if an emo is gay? They all look the same. I wish, you know, I wish my lawn was emo. Then it'd cut itself.
Cookie,
still,
flash a cock.
Ouch. And still no one in the chat room is getting the joke.
Okay, so what do we only got a few minutes left of the show.
Like 10.
Not even, yeah, just a little bit. And no one's getting this at all? Seriously?
Dude.
Wow.
It's gone downhill. Maybe we should shelve the show. What do you think? Should we shelve the show? Put Spankwagon away for a while?
Have it be remembered fondly.
Yeah.
Maybe play some old shows from the archives.
Like some of the old shows, like Hot Rail Smack. And,
ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when it was like spankwagon.n3.net.
Wow. That is some old
shit.
That
is some
right
old
there.
Shit. Yeah.
Back from Kitchen Stadium. And
oh, yeah. This is like, you know, from my from the bedroom of my first house, you know. These shitty headset microphones.
Yeah. First off, Cookie, that's not the White House. Thanks for playing along, dumbass.
What?
Cookie
really just doesn't get... You know, maybe we finally have just outlived our usefulness.
Maybe. Wow. Dude, maybe the show's jumped the shark.
Do you think we've jumped the shark? Where are you going? Yeah, zooming in on me. Oh, no. He's writing something on the chat. Are you saying that the show was funnier when I was fatter? I don't know what's going on. I think I've thoroughly depressed Murphy. This is really sad. Let's go find out what's going on.
King Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
We'll be right back. is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers,
pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
What's up, dudes? King Hesh. Cranking out some Guns N' Roses as we